soul enlightenment. Millions of people are searching for soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. If you are on the spiritual journey, you definitely want to know the answer to the question, what is the purpose of the spiritual journey? The purpose of spiritual journey is to uplift your soul standing. The first step is to reach soul enlightenment. What is soul enlightenment? Soul enlightenment is a special spiritual standing in heaven. People who reach soul enlightenment have done great service for humanity and Mother Earth. They are committed as unconditional universal servants to offer universal love, forgiveness, peace, healing, blessing, harmony, and enlightenment to humanity and all souls. As I have already shared, when you reach soul enlightenment, your soul will reside in your message center. At this moment, the Divine is telling me that of the more than 6.6 billion people on Mother Earth at this time, only about 15% have reached soul enlightenment. For all of humanity to uplift its soul standing to the level of enlightenment is a huge task. Benefits of soul enlightenment. To reach soul enlightenment is to uplift your soul standing in heaven. Why does a spiritual being want to uplift his or her soul standing? The higher the spiritual standing a spiritual being has, the greater blessings that being can receive. The blessings include abilities to heal, bless, and transform one's own life, as well as abilities to serve others. As human beings, our souls reside in Jiutian, the realm of heaven in which reincarnation continues. Jiutian literally means the ninth layer of heavens. Each soul in Jiutian resides in one of nine layers or levels. The lowest layer is the ninth one, level nine. The highest layer is level one. At layer nine, the lowest layer, you can find the souls of stones, sand, other inanimate things. At layer eight, you can find the souls of oceans, rivers, other inanimate things. At layer seven, you can find the souls of plants, forests, mountains, others. At layer six, you can find the souls of bacteria, viruses, insects, birds, other animals. At layer five, you can find the souls of fish, other animals. At layer four and three, you can find the souls of human beings. At layer two and one, you can find the souls of saints. Everyone and everything has a soul. Different souls stand in different layers. The Divine made a spiritual law. Only through service can a soul uplift its standing. A soul must serve hundreds of lifetimes with a good record. Only then can a soul be uplifted higher and higher. If a soul offers unpleasant service, its spiritual standing can descend. Who makes the judgment about whether a soul's spiritual standing should be uplifted, lowered, or kept the same? It is the Akashic Records. In the Akashic Records, there are different categories. Different layers of souls are recorded in different departments of Akashic Records. As a spiritual being, you must know this secret. When your soul is enlightened, your soul is instantly uplifted to level 2. This means your soul moves to the saints' realm. Levels 1 and 2 in the 9 layers of heaven are the saints' realm. Level 1 can be subdivided into 2 sub-layers, 1A and 1B. Level 2 can be subdivided into 2A and 2B. When you become an enlightened being, you are first uplifted to level 2B. As you continue to serve, your soul standing can be uplifted further and further. It could take many, many lifetimes to uplift your soul standing from 2B to 2A alone. Generally speaking, for a normal human being whose soul stands in level 3 or level 4, it takes hundreds of lifetimes to reach the first layer of soul enlightenment, level 2B. To uplift your soul from level 2B to level 1A, the top sub-layer of saints in the 9 layers of heaven, it could take hundreds, even thousands of additional lifetimes. Therefore, the soul journey is a long, long journey. The soul enlightenment journey itself is a long, long journey. Many people think that a soul enlightened being is one with a pure love and light, a being who is very kind and compassionate. This is correct. These qualities are basic requirements for enlightened soul. But to have these qualities does not mean your soul is enlightened. The standard for being so enlightened is to have your soul stand at the saints level, level 2B or above. In your physical life, if you have good health, a good family, good love relationships, and good finances, then you are blessed. You are satisfied. You are happy. In your spiritual life, if you are enlightened, you enjoy much greater success and blessings. Your soul is uplifted. Your soul will have inner peace and inner joy. Your soul will have great abilities to serve others. The sooner you can reach soul enlightenment, the sooner you can receive these special blessings from the divine. At this time, I would like to share with you part of Dr. Peter Hudoba's enlightenment journey. Dr. Hudoba is one of my divine master teachers and master healers. I believe his experience and insights will help you further understand the significance and the benefits of soul enlightenment. He writes,
I have been studying with Dr. Shah for 8 years. In those 8 years, I completed my lifelong search for the divine. I had struggled profoundly in this search for almost my entire life. From early childhood, I knew I was on a journey toward something, but I didn't know exactly what I was seeking. I was like a blind man trying to find his path. When I was 10 years old, I was bullied by some schoolmates. My parents enrolled me in a martial arts school. There, I learned secret Eastern techniques of combat that helped me put a stop to the bullying very quickly. This taught me a fundamental principle. There are indeed special ways to enhance any of our abilities. I have been guided by this principle ever since. Whenever I encountered adversity, I intuitively searched for special techniques to overcome it. I was always searching for special knowledge, for special ways of doing things, and for special techniques that would give my actions some special power. I was also searching for secret wisdom, for some set of principles that would enable me not only to overcome the adverse aspects of my life, but also to enhance the positive aspects. From that young age of 10, I embarked on a conscious search for the principles of the Tao, the sacred and secret wisdom that evolved over thousands of years through the Taoist wizards of China. I was searching for that special wisdom that would empower me to improve every aspect of my life, including diet, sleep, sex, exercises for health, self-healing, meditation practice, interactions with others, literally every aspect of my life. I was using the I Ching, the ancient Chinese classic that offers a system of divination to guide me in my life decisions. Through decades of extensive study and research, I succeeded in amassing an enormous amount of knowledge. I scoured libraries in every city I visited. I studied ancient texts as a member of the British Library. After moving to Toronto, I literally spent days in the university library, and in Saskatchewan as well. I translated 60 of the nearly 1,500 texts compiled in the Dao Zhang, the Taoist canon. I made annotation after annotation on hundreds of pages until I finally felt I was beginning to understand the true principles of life. In the course of this deep study, I was able to discover special ways to improve many aspects of my personal life. But I also came to a growing realization that there were some invisible forces shaping my life that eluded my control. Although I gradually became more and more able to manage my body, control my emotions, and clarify and purify my mind, all of which gave me a much happier inner existence, I was still unable to go beyond that to shape my destiny. These invisible forces were clearly unimpressed by my attempts to influence them. I knew that I had reached the limits of what I could achieve through my own personal efforts. In early 2000, once again, my life situation turned in a direction that was very obviously outside my control. I decided to find a teacher who could teach me how to master my entire life, not just parts of it. That October, I had the greatest honor and blessing of meeting Dr. Shah. From that moment, I knew that my search had changed its focus. Under Dr. Shah's guidance, I was empowered to go much more deeply into myself. I started to work on dismantling all of the negativity within. Dr. Shah challenged me and has continued to challenge me to turn my focus in this direction. He pointed out that in order to succeed, it would not be enough to continue only to improve my physical and mental abilities. I must also discard my disabilities. Dr. Shah taught me that the adversity in my life did not come from without, but rather from within. I myself was the cause of my difficulties. He explained that the karmic forces of my own wrongdoings from this life and all my past lives were manifesting these seemingly external adverse situations. However, Dr. Shah not only showed me how to recognize these karmic forces, he gave me incredibly powerful tools to dismantle these powers that were suffocating my life. Within 10 months of our first meeting, I was able, with Dr. Shah's guidance and techniques, to purify my soul to such a degree that I was liberated from my karmic bonds. Dr. Shah then opened my heart chakra and brought so much light to my soul that it ascended and sat in my chest. I had reached soul enlightenment and entered the realm of Buddha. That was when the real training started. Once I became enlightened, I practiced the highest levels of spiritual teachings, following the path of the saints to achieve ascension to the highest levels of sainthood until I was finally able to approach the divine. This fascinating journey was incredibly painful and challenging. Yet the results were so beautiful that I persevered, despite all the obstacles in my path. Soon I realized how deeply immersed I am in the spiritual world, even as a living human being in the physical world. When my spiritual channels opened widely, my third eye and direct soul communication abilities reached a high level of proficiency. I was able to see saints. I was able to see the light side and the dark side. I could see clearly the forces that were shaping my life. On the one hand, I could see the dark side creating obstacles. On the other hand, I could see many holy beings and angels helping me to get through these obstacles. I continued to progress, and analyze events in both the soul world and the physical world. With deep insights and aha moments, I started to understand how the universe truly works. After Dr. Shah received the authority and ability to transmit divine souls to humanity in 2003, my spiritual journey took another dramatic leap. Dr. Shah started to offer his students divine soul downloads. Since these divine treasures first became part of my being, I have been able to enhance my spiritual evolution with breathtaking speed. Every facet of my practice has been accelerated by divine soul power, bringing my practice and me to totally different dimensions. I've been practicing the ancient art of Taoist alchemy since 1996, transforming my sexual energy into bodily energy and my bodily energy into soul light. Finally, I reached emptiness and strove to go further, to be at one with the Tao. I used a system I learned from ancient Taoist manuals. As I described earlier, it took 25 years of diligent research to find this information and 15 more years of deep study and analysis to begin to comprehend what it really meant. Once I became enlightened, my mind opened to new possibilities. I started to understand the transformation process of reaching the highest levels of sainthood. This would never have been possible without Dr. Shah. Even if I had understood the process, I would not have had the tools, techniques, or the power. I would not have had the most important ingredient, divine light. Divine light is essential for spiritual alchemy. Only divine light can suffuse and melt away all of one's karmic bonds, including one's karmic signatures from one's sexual energies, from bodily energies, from one's mind, and from one's soul. Only divine light can purify soul, heart, mind, and body completely. Once I had the spark of divine light, the most advanced spiritual transformation described in ancient Taoist alchemy became very attainable. But Dr. Shah did not stop there. He taught me that the techniques described in ancient texts were not enough. I had to go beyond them. I had to throw out everything I had studied, analyzed, and learned. I had to take a totally new approach to spiritual transformation. Once again, I had to reorient my entire being to a new perspective. My next major breakthrough occurred in 2006, when I gained a deep new insight into what Dr. Shah is doing. Purification of karma is vital, but it is not enough. In fact, Dr. Shah brings to us a direct experience of the process of creation, whereby one can shape one's destiny and life. The key is to approach things from the point of view of the Creator. Dr. Shah refers to this as going into the hero condition. This means you are the divine. Everything that Dr. Shah does is done from this perspective. He follows this fundamental Taoist principle that is so eloquently described in Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching, and that at heart is identical with the creation story in the book of Genesis. The Tao Te Ching says, "The Tao creates one. One creates two. Two creates three. Three creates all things." In the book of Genesis, we learned, first there was God. In the darkness, God said, "Let there be light." From the light came heaven, from the darkness came earth, and between heaven and earth, God created man and woman in his own image. Together, heaven, earth, and human being created all the possibilities and diversity we see on earth and beyond. Everything Dr. Shah does starts with soul. Soul gives direction. Soul gives light. Soul has power to cut through obstacles. Soul has power to create. With divine soul power, Dr. Shah can create any aspect of his mission, from the minutest detail of his website to the vast direction of his entire mission. Dr. Shah does not need to study ancient texts to teach us knowledge. He creates his own path, using the soul as the leader for everything he does. Divine soul power, given and guided by the divine, is the creation that Dr. Shah brings to us as a chosen divine servant. Recently, it has become obvious to me that Dr. Shah does not even need experts to help him with any part of his mission and service. The divine, through Dr. Shah, creates experts. Does the divine want books to spread divine teachings? No problem. Dr. Shah will transmit divine writing power to create divine writers. Does the divine want pure servants with extraordinary healing capabilities to help relieve the suffering of humanity? No problem. Dr. Shah will transmit divine healing power to create incredibly powerful divine healers in the blink of an eye. Is there any limit to these realities and possibilities? No, there is none. This is true creation. This is the highest service and the best service for humanity and all souls. Since I began to apply the principles of soul power in my practices, the results have been unparalleled and beyond words. The expansion of my soul and the vistas of my mind have exploded into an incredible breadth and richness. People are becoming happy and peaceful simply by being in my presence, without any such intention on my part. Spontaneous healings are occurring in my presence. All I need to do is activate the divine soul healing download that Dr. Shah so generously bestowed to me. I am able to offer my students blessings I would have never dreamt possible. I am helping them become happy and fulfilled. Their spiritual journeys are unfolding rapidly and beautifully. It is not enough that I have become very happy and fulfilled. It is not enough that my life has been totally transformed. My transformation is shining to all who come to me. I myself can initiate the same process that I have gone through with Dr. Shah. It is as though the divine presence that shines through Dr. Shah to me is following its own direction. The process of attaining the ultimate goal of enlightening all souls is progressing further and further. Dr. Shah's mission is enormous. The challenges may seem insurmountable, but the power of divine light and divine creation is an unstoppable force marching ever forward. What I now witness every week with Dr. Shah, such as instantaneous healings, divine karma cleansings, divine soul enlightenment with only a few days of preparation, the elevation of saints to new heights, and much, much more, is absolutely incredible. All of this has happened in only a few short years. I dare not even imagine where divine soul power and divine creation will take us 10 years from now. This is a new era. With new challenges, yes, but also with new possibilities and new visions. I am extremely joyful, grateful, honored, and humbled by the gifts I have received from my teacher, Dr. Shah, and from the divine. I wish from my heart that everyone would soon recognize this process that is unfolding. I wish that everyone will quickly open their hearts and souls to the love and light of the divine.
The Soul Light Era started on August 8, 2003. It will last for 15,000 years. The divine direction for these 15,000 years is to enlighten all souls in the 9 layers of heaven. Even when you combine all souls of humanity and all souls in Jiutian, the divine is telling me that only 15% of them are enlightened now. Therefore, soul enlightenment for all souls is a huge divine task. In July 2003, I was chosen as a divine servant, vehicle, and channel. I have been extremely honored to offer divine soul transplant for divine healing, blessing, and life transformation. I am also extremely honored to offer divine karma cleansing service. In 2004, the divine asked me to hold soul healing and enlightenment retreats regularly to enlighten the participants. In these retreats, the divine sent an order to enlighten the participant. I will continue this divine service. Advanced soul enlightenment. At this moment, the divine guided me to release further divine soul secrets and wisdom to humanity. I just explained soul enlightenment and its benefits. Right away, the divine asked me to explain advanced soul enlightenment. I explained Jiutian, the nine layers of heaven. Is there a heaven above these nine layers? The answer is yes. The next layer above the nine layers of heaven is named Tian Wai Tian, the heaven beyond heaven. Tian Wai Tian is a divine realm. The divine resides in his temple in Tian Wai Tian. Souls who can be uplifted to Tian Wai Tian stop reincarnation. These souls will stay in this divine realm to do Xiulian and continue their spiritual journeys. They will receive direct divine teaching and blessing. They will continue to offer great service to humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes in soul form. On August 8, 2003, when the soul-led era started, the previous 15,000-year era ended. In the entire 15,000 years of a previous era, only two souls were uplifted from Jiutian to Tian Wai Tian. They are Nüwa Niang Niang and Yuan Shi Tianjun. This tells you how difficult it is for a soul to be uplifted to Tian Wai Tian. At this moment, the souls of Nüwa Niang Niang and Yuan Shi Tianjun have come to me as I am flowing this audiobook. I'm asking each of them, how many lifetimes did it take you from your soul's first lifetime to reach Tian Wai Tian? Nüwa Niang Niang's answer is that it took her 40,000 lifetimes to reach Tian Wai Tian. Yuan Shi Tianjun says it took him 55,000 lifetimes to reach Tian Wai Tian. I am very grateful they shared this soul secret with me and give me the honor to share them with you. Reincarnation is a spiritual path for any soul in Jiutian. A physical life is so short. The soul journey is forever. Can you imagine that these two top saints took 40,000 or more lifetimes to reach the divine realm? Human life is too full of struggles. If you really appreciate how long it takes to reach the divine realm, you will be very humbled. What kind of ego should we then have? What kinds of burdens should we carry? When we have conflicts, why can we not forgive? On the spiritual journey, it's better to be farsighted, not nearsighted. If you can see the ultimate goal far, far into the future, you will have different view of the world. You could transform every aspect of your life much more easily. The divine told me that in the soul-led era, many more than just two spiritual beings will be uplifted to the divine realm. This is such fascinating news for higher-level spiritual beings. You and everybody have an equal chance to move up on your spiritual journey. There is only one way: offer universal service unconditionally. The more you serve, the higher you will be uplifted. Why will more people be uplifted in the soul-led era? Mother Earth is in a transition period because of global warming, natural disasters, conflicts, wars, sicknesses, and more. Humans are suffering. At this special historic time, the divine needs pure servants to stand out to offer love, peace, and harmony for humanity and all souls. You serve, the divine and heaven bless. We are honored to be a servant of humanity and all souls. Let us join hearts and souls together to serve and create love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. Enlighten the soul first, then enlightenment of the mind, body, and every aspect of life will follow. In order to enlighten your soul, you must transform your ego, attachments, mindsets, beliefs, attitudes, selfishness, struggles for power, and more. There are many important teachings in the world now to guide you on this path. We honor and appreciate every teacher. However, the divine showed me the divine way to transform ego, attachment, selfishness, mindset, beliefs, attitudes, struggles for power, and more. The divine way is to use divine soul power to transform all of them. Now I'm delighted to offer divine soul transplant. Divine soul transplant of divine purification. Sit up straight. Put the tip of your tongue near the roof of your mouth. Relax. Open your heart and soul. Prepare. Divine soul transplant of divine purification. Silent download. Congratulations. You have just received another divine, the priceless soul treasure. We cannot honor divine enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, ask your divine soul of divine purification to purify your soul, heart, mind, and body. Dear my divine soul of divine purification, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please turn on. Please purify my soul, heart, mind, and body, and remove all of their struggles, including ego, attachment, selfishness, beliefs, mindset, attitudes, struggles for power, and more. I am very grateful. Thank you. Then chant. Divine purification soul purifies my soul, heart, mind, and body, and removes all of their heart and mind struggles. Divine purification soul purifies my soul, heart, mind, and body, and removes all of their heart and mind struggles. Divine purification soul purifies my soul, heart, mind, and body, and removes all of their heart and mind struggles. Divine purification soul purifies my soul, heart, mind, and body, and removes all of their heart and mind struggles. Chant for at least 15 minutes per time, silently or aloud. Twice a day, the longer the better. How, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the divine way to transform all of your struggles, soul, heart, mind, and body. I am extremely grateful for the divine generosity in offering this to heal, prevent sickness, rejuvenate, transform, and enlighten our souls, hearts, minds, and bodies. Enlighten the soul first, then enlightenment of the heart, mind, and the body will follow. This divine way is the quickest way to enlighten your soul, heart, mind, and body. To enlighten your soul is to uplift your soul standing to the saint's level. To enlighten your heart is to have a totally loving and forgiving heart. To enlighten your mind is to have a pure consciousness. To enlighten your body is to have a healthy, strong body and a long life. There are many more secrets for enlightenment of the soul, heart, mind, and body that the divine guided me to release in the future. This is the most important wisdom about the divine soul downloads that every listener must remember. To receive divine soul treasures does not mean you are healed, rejuvenated, transformed, and enlightened. You must practice with them. The more practice you do, the more you will receive healing, preventing of sickness, rejuvenation, transformation of every aspect of life, including relationship and finances, and enlightenment of your soul, heart, mind, and body. Practice, practice, practice. Heal, heal, heal. Prevent sickness, prevent sickness, prevent sickness. Rejuvenate, rejuvenate, rejuvenate. Prolong life, prolong life, prolong life. Transform, transform, transform. Enlighten, enlighten, enlighten. How, how, how. Thank you, thank you, thank you.